second to turn?
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Gunther Rusbacher had the most prime opportunity to serve this world that any man will ever have, and he blew it. He didn't have to brag big numbers. Those were going to come. All he had to do was set up honorable, honest bank accounts. Now, how would you ever know? Well, E.J., as a matter of fact, had a nice visit with Mr. Metz at the Austrian Bank. So the connections were real enough, or it was set up so that it rang in Timbuktu, and the man answered for the Austrian Bank, but they couldn't speak English, so it looked a little bit real. And when things really got down to it, I said, Ron, I want to know about the bank accounts under the name of Westerhazy, von Rusbach, Rusbacher, and several others. And in less than 8 hours, he was back with the numbers of the bank accounts and their balance. Unfortunately, the balance matched what he had just ripped off from a woman in Texas. So don't think that nothing is happening. Don't think you have been abandoned. If you abandon your own brains, that is not our problem. It's yours. And you want so hard to be right and for your trust to be carefully nurtured and tended. It won't always be that way. And it's hard when you're disappointed. But life can be disappointing. We do not throw out the babies with the bathwater, but we do insist the babies grow up. I'm tired of the two-step instead of the Danube waltz. When you get to thinking you know more than God, you're going to fall on your ass. And the reason that you're going to is because if you are going forward, you will fall on your face. And when you're going backwards, guess what? You are not given to know everything. I am not given to know everything. And until you can be responsible with what God entrusts to your care, why would God give us more to misappropriate? So we learn the hard way, and we keep plugging, and we keep going, but each lesson learned... Hopefully, we do not repeat a second time. Hopefully, we do not burn all the bridges so that later, when those connections need to be there and you need some Austrian bank accounts, you will have two avenues. Gunther will get out when it's proper. And hopefully, he will have learned something. But as it is going, I do not believe that to be a fact at this day. You see, others do know, and they will not let their claws out of him. And he is a consummate liar. I can't change man. I have no wish to change man. I only want man to keep his agreements. And I'm getting nasty about that. We should have been far, far along with both housing. For goodness sakes, one of our original projects from 10 years ago with Oberle and Dorma is taking place. Low-income housing all over some of the African nations, Iran, and Russia. And here these plums are given into the care of some of these people, and they are acting like stupid children. But I want to tell you something most important. While the focus is on self and getting something for self, you're not going to get anything, not from me, except in trouble. And that's where it was headed. That's where it was focused, and I'm afraid that some are still working there in their dream world of look what a big shot I'm going to be. Well, I want to tell you again something more. And I use that term so often I'm embarrassed to use it. I'm going to tell you. That is not Ron Jackson's cry anymore. I believe that Ron Jackson will take his responsibility. And as Dorma sat with him, she said, I can't go on and on, Ron. My job is not the political mess of this nation. You have accepted that mantle. You must wear it. You have the place wherein you can begin another government, and we will support you in the paper. But that is not our job. And he recognizes it. I have spoken with him about it. He has been told about it. What he does about it will ultimately be his push. But he's had to spend extra time in prison because of it, because his idea was to get in with the militias and go fight something. I won't support it. Anyone willing to build will get all the support from the universe, but not to go shoot somebody, not to do it by force. You will have gained nothing, and you will not keep it. He has property near the Vermeo area, Vermilla, area of New Mexico, northeast of Taos, in the Vermeo Park area where there are ranches. There are peaks there in the mountain range. Get this. Near Taos, Taos meaning of God, Tawa, God, in the Cristo, the Christ mountain range. I don't know if Ron knows this. You ones don't know this. Dorma doesn't know this. But that's what it means. And there are peaks there that are over 13,500 feet in the air. There's a beautiful, beautiful lake called Eagle's Nest. There is a river that forks. One will be the Vermeo Fork. One will be the Canadian River. It is the major ingress-egress area of the command. And we don't need a door like over here in the desert where you run into the cement and they've got to raise it. We can go right through the mountain. There are 80 miles of underground city under that area of New Mexico. You have an opportunity to build a republic outside this garbage of the Bohemian Grove crowd who have to pee-pee on trees to make their mark in history. These are your leaders, the comics of the universe. It isn't even funny anymore, is it? Please.
They just had a program last night. What's causing that?
I'm not going to tell. You've got an underground city there.
They have them in Hawaii.
Yes. You've got them under Ed Young's house. Never turn off the damn pumps. You can't. We don't need to. You've got to kiss a lot of toads to find even a frog, much less a prince. And you ones think that, well, just snap your fingers and it's all done. No, it isn't. No, it is not. And if you think it's that easy, then you are waiting for the wrong thing. It's for a purpose, and that purpose is not for you to sit in luxury somewhere counting your money. And what good is money if it is no value. You see, Dr. Coleman, and we've shared this, so you'll get it in the paper one of these times, on the cashless, gunless society. Well, I want to know what you are going to do with a wad of cash that is either totally worthless or it's the only cash around, and you've got all these people out there with nothing when they close down the system. Do you think they're going to let you keep the cash while they have nothing? What is wrong with a plastic card that represents value? You use them all the time and call them credit cards. You focus on the wrong things. What do you need a gun for? I've got to protect myself and my things. Do you think that pop gun is going to deflect a phaser? And if they want your property enough and your gun enough, don't you think they'll send enough force to get it from you? Am I advocating gun control, cashless society? No. I'm trying to keep you alive. You cannot shoot an officer who comes to serve a warrant and get away with it. They're going to come get you and kill you if they can. And if you were the one trying to go in to serve a warrant and you get shot, guess what? You are going to want that one who did the shooting caught. All you've got to do to appreciate what I'm saying is get your home robbed. Get your wife raped or your children. Get everything you own stolen. Why don't you just let the gangs come in and just beat up everybody in the town? Why don't you go stop them with your pop gun? No, you want the police to do that. That's what they're paid for. Well, how many honest, honorable policemen are willing to go out there into Watts anymore to get shot at and killed? What I'm asking you to do is use your heads. John Coleman, do everything. Resist taking this card, this terrible card that's going to make us a cashless society, this ID card, this smart card. What the devil difference does it make, tell me? If you are doing business within the laws of the land, your money's safe, you have credit, you can get value. Think about it. Why do you have to have a gun? Well, in case somebody comes to get my thing. You can maybe shoot one before four can shoot you. What have you protected? Not one thing. And you're going to lose your stuff to boot. I do not advocate it, and it may be very unconstitutional, but that's the way it is. And you're going to be among the first to go and demand that something be done about this criminal activity. You're doing it now against the government. Protect us. We demand protection. They're not going to protect you. But you're sure going to get in trouble. You want God. I mean, this is another thing. God will help me. God is on my side. I just shot a man, but God's now going to protect me from you with your gun. I suggest you stop doing that to yourself. God is no more in favor of one shooting somebody else than he is the other one to shoot back. If you cannot use your brains, your minds, to rise above this silliness of childish mankind, you're going to perish as a civilization. And that's up to you. But mankind also demands truth and the way, so that those who choose truth and the way can make it. That's part of the promise. But once you have broken the laws, and once you have broken the laws of God, you're in trouble, because there's very little that can be done on your plane to break you out of that mess. Ron Jackson's charges were petty, silly little things. You're going to find he was in there for protection as much as anything. The man has access to a Cray computer system that will go into that area in New Mexico where you can set up a base and a foundation for government. And sometimes these bigger things taking place on the higher level just doesn't take into consideration your inconvenience on a Saturday morning or a Sunday afternoon. I don't know what you know about these kinds of computers. There are far more sophisticated computers. But you have to take what you can get, don't you? Within your realm of ability to acquire it. You wouldn't know what to do with the more sophisticated equipment. And no one in this room even comprehends what I'm talking about, really. You've heard of it? Oh, yeah. Didn't we, the United States, sell one to Israel, etc.? Oh, yes, you did. And because of it, you have become Little Israel, the homeland of Israel. There's a lot of technology and a lot of things yet to happen. And you can sidetrack most of that heinous activity, but not all of it. And you see how mean that looks, that smoke billowing over. What if it's all around you? I'll tell you, a lot of the pettiness will stop instantly. And nobody expects perfection. But you have to accept both the gift and the responsibility. There's some hard times due for this world. How hard your time is depends on what you are willing to do now to prepare. Because nobody is going to do it for you. I would hope that as we move along, we will have some conduit once again with Austria, for instance. With free Russia, for instance. But there will be a long period of time, and this is what makes everybody so cotton-picking mad at me. I say, look, these offshore trusts and things are not going to last. How are you going to get your funds in? And already it's struck. I am a terrible person to advertise against the very business that our own people have gone over to France to start on the Isle of Man. Some may get some of their funds back. Some may get some shelter for a little bitty while in those trusts, which now the government says shall be opened. Sesame, you will report it and we will charge you back taxes. And just try to shift that money across the border back home again. While you try to outsmart the system, you're going to get caught. Why not do it within the laws of the land and do it right? And they will help you. Doesn't mean you won't lose sometimes. It won't mean that they won't come confiscate something from you. But it means they don't have any reason to pick at you. These are laws they make for their own use. They will hold as long as anything will. And they're certainly not against the laws of God. So don't give me your pious, well, I don't think it sounds right, while you're setting up a blasted blind trust in France. Don't come tell me you're not trying to get away with hanging on to your things. I don't even care that you try to hang on to your things. I offer you all the information I can about it so you can do exactly that for yourself. But just to please some attorney, I am not going to tell you to go stash your money in Ireland because I know you will have difficulty at some time getting it back. Or it will be frozen, or it will be confiscated, or it will be without value. We come right up against the problem with gold. 1 week it's on, 1 week it's off. 1 month it's on, 1 month it's off. You have gone completely insane in the stock market, and everybody watches the stock market. My God, that only is a top few controlling companies who manipulate. Ron says now they're talking about freezing gold at $420 an ounce. It's still better than anything that you bought at. On the other hand, it was already established that they would make the first frozen tranche at or break at $1,200 to $1,500, and then it would shoot on to $5,000 to $6,000 to $8,000 an ounce. Well, now it is so lopsided, and they have tried to take out Japan every way they've known to do. Japan has sold a lot of gold, has brought a lot of gold of theirs in from the Philippines, and they're pretty stable right now. And they're going to cancel your debts. They're going to call them. They've been buying them for years. You didn't win anything in this last argument with Japan. You lost. And you lost mightily. So now the only way that they can manage to hold this is to freeze gold on the market. Well, they can't do that very long, can they, with the market doing what it is and the stupid feds lower the interest rate? Do you ever feel that you are like the Cheshire Cat, or they are like the Cheshire Cat waiting to get you the Tweety Bird?
Who's doing the derivative game?
Derivatives are going to pretty much go out. That is where an investment is made and you are gambling, or these investment brokers are gambling on the differentiation of what you can purchase is at and what it will sell for. This is not a good explanation, but it's as good as any I can give you simplistically.
Well, they said that they couldn't even tell who was getting the money at the end of it.
Yeah, they don't even know how to explain it the way I understand it.
Well, let me tell you the ones getting it. The Khazarian Zionist bankers, that's who's getting it. And they worked around it until they could make it, quote, legal. If all the derivatives were called right now, the S&L would look like sandbox paper. It's over. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So the only way you're going to be able to get out from under it is not to let the feds borrow any more money and make the banks stand good for what they have stolen. But you can't do that, can you? Not save any of your own assets. So something will have to be done to stabilize enough to keep your currency of any value at all. It's already, just face it, it's already valueless. You're already into a deflationary depression. But the costs are all still up there, aren't they? Well, when they drop that on you, you can see they're closing down services in Los Angeles, right under your nose. People are being laid off. And yet, business-wise, the stocks look like you are flourishing. You're not flourishing. Everything is going to collapse with the one possibility of your currency not doing it. They can hold it because there is no longer anything to back currency, so they have a value established, a false value. It means nothing. They will start, and they already have, closing down services. What are you going to do? The Social Security Service is so in debt by the trillions of dollars, it will fall. The entire welfare system will fall. All health care will fall. What are you going to do?
Go with God.
Right. Blame God, too.
No.
I hear you. It's such a mess. All we got left is God. Well, maybe God will take you back when everything is gone. It doesn't have to happen that way. But as long as you let the little pee-pee boys run your lives, it's going to be that way. mine is longer than yours is. Sweetie. I'm sorry, I don't have any patience with it. I see people really struggling. But you go out there amongst the people and watch their demands. Watch what they're doing in Orange County. Look at what they're doing around the closing down services in Los Angeles. Do you think those pickets are going to do any good in the long run if there are no funds? You don't want to pay any more taxes. Well, what's happening is you're, quote, middle class. You don't have classes in America. I'm sorry I said it. Who's going to pay for it? Something is going to give. Please.
I wonder if you could take a talk on the subject of balance within a civilization. And I think that's exactly what you're talking about at times, too.
Well, you've got to be more specific in what you want. That's a month-long course.
Yeah, I know. I brought one of the journals in, and Saint Germain talks about balance within a civilization like this. He talks about relationships between couples or mated pairs.
Yes.
He says, learn to think of the two equal hemispheres of the sun as a perfect mating. Each half is equal, and each half cannot function without the other. Think of yourself and your mate that way. Say to yourself, I have no intellect of my own, or body of my own, or thought of my own. The other half is my wife, husband, and I cannot fully function unless both halves are as equally balanced as the two hemispheres of the sun. If you can think and act that way, you multiply the power of both immeasurably. Likewise, every transaction of life is between pairs, and the pairs must balance with each other in order to become united. Will you take this thought into every moment you can give to meditation? For it is the biggest thought in all civilization. If you can master it, all else will be added unto you. Now, under that thought, the biggest thought of all civilization, my thought is, why can't God's people... I understand that this civilization isn't meant to have balance. It's meant for a purpose. The unbalance is meant for a purpose. But why can't God's people bring balance to themselves? And isn't that important for God's people to bring balance at least unto themselves?
Do you have perfect balance?
No.
Why?
Choice.
You said it all. I don't mean to be trite, but it reminds me of the lesson of the man who, I just read it today, George sent it, as an example of something or other. I never got the point, but maybe I get it now. Where the person pulling away from CUT, Church Universal and Triumphant, is telling this story about searching for truth. And finally, this person... This man goes all the way to India looking for truth and the word. And finally he finds an old guru. A guru, you know, being very, very smart and wise and knows all the answers. So he says, sir, tell me truth. And the guru, not wishing to miss an opportunity, said, well, sir, you have to pay. There is a price for knowing truth. And the man said, oh, I will willingly pay, but I have no money. And the guru says, that's fine. This is a land of holy cows. We worship cows. And do you see the stalls over there where the holy cows reside? Yes, sir. For 10 years, go and clean the stalls while you are serving. And at the end of those 10 years, I will tell you truth. And the man objects, and he doesn't want to clean cow dung, and he doesn't want to do this, and he doesn't want to do that, but he really does want a little truth, so he decides that he will do it for a while. So he does it for a while, and then he does it for a while longer. Days become weeks, weeks become months, and finally years pass. And after he has done this lowly task for all these years, he goes in and he says, Master Guru, I've been cleaning those stalls for 10 years. And you said if I did that, you would tell me truth. And the guru said, so I did. And so I will. You are. You are what? You are. That is the miracle. That is the word. That is the truth. It's all of it. Well, that's not what you want, is it? You want the magic word. The magic word is you are. It's a good story. You're not going to get to be what you are with God by cleaning cow stalls or searching for some balance in an imbalanced world without being willing to balance yourself. Can't God's people bring balance? No. How can you tell God's people from non-God's people? What is it? What is it about a marriage? If the spouse gets a little more in balance, then I can become in balance? BS. The mere concept of the thing. The sun just is. And it has to be in balance because it knows no other thing. Each one of you began in balance because there is no other recognition. You become imbalanced and you have to really work at it. Let me tell you. There I go telling you again. I want to talk a little bit about Germaine and the lie, painful as it may be. You've got a lot of Germaines all tangled up into an acceptance of one who is an ascended master. Germaine was an alchemist. He is still an alchemist. He still bears the most important role of bringing physical knowledge, coordinating it to you ones. Technical understanding. In the Pleiades books, you're going to find a lot of things that are going to be difficult to understand if you try to complicate them. Light is balanced. You are not even capable of bringing unbalance to light. You can unbalance things all around with light, but you cannot unbalance light itself. And it will have a duality of flow, or won't flow. It is. That's what makes it. It is. And there are all sorts of definitions of this light and that photon and this electron and that proton and go on and on and on. Sounds like a bunch of space commanders. Croton, proton, quarton, you know. But there is meaning in this. And when you merge with another being, and this is why you keep searching for twin flames, something that matches your own in perfection. But that's not what you ones do. You go out there and you see a cute little thing, and oh my goodness, your hormones flow, and pretty soon you're married to the cute little thing, and unbalance is obviously the next road, the next step actually toward that road. And you spend all your time trying to work this out so that it is more balanced your way than others' way. It's called opinion. So if you could start totally clean in a new world of total balance, you would be able to look around and see that people do not foolishly do these things. A lot of effort is made toward the higher status of being. And I don't know that God causes unbalance or allows unbalance in this world simply to have unbalance so that you can learn to bring balance. Because God is total order. You talk about a new world order. When you want order, you've got God. God is, one of his definition is bringing order out of chaos. Now let's talk just briefly, as I said, please, about Jermaine. The ones who speak or spoke for Jermaine, let's look back and see. The Ballards. And our friend Green's favorite ones, Mark and Claire Prophet. They only took what the Ballards said and said, oh, well, Jermaine, you know, spoke to the Ballards who supposedly ascended. They did not. They died. Nothing ascended but their soul, wherever it is. And a lot of the information was erroneous out of the I Am books. But the truth is sustained by the truth, not by the Ballards or Godfrey Ray King, as the case may be. Now, you take that one step further, and Mark Prophet comes along. He takes the word, and he becomes 95% accurate. And then little sweet Elizabeth Clare comes along behind him after he goes, and she tells you some more out of her institute and things like that, that kind of fit the need of the day. That's fine. That's fine. Take the truth, leave the other lay. Don't blame somebody else for your ignorance. Use what is there to be used. Jermaine was a voice at the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution writing. Wasn't that worthy enough? Do we have to twist him? He tries to bring you information which is a little beyond your understanding, but it'll all make sense, because it's as simple as the alchemy that you can hold in your hand, and that Sai Baba can do. Many of the great Indian gurus can do this. You pull it right out of the air. It's lighter than air. And you start with a monoatomic globule or particle, whatever you want to call that tiny little ion. That one little tiny negligible thing holds all the blueprint of humanity in its one little tiny particle that is minus weight. It is so light that it literally lifts itself, and there is no way to measure it. It is the source, the thought fabric of life, the monoatomic gold particle. And that's why you have to have gold in your system. It holds, just like the diamond crystal must be in there. It will hold the programming of your existence. And when that is present, and your life becomes focused into the light, you will become whole. But as long as you're trying to hang on to all these things, I want this, I want that, I want sex, I want all of these things that totally are given to unbalanced man to allow him to grow and make the right choices, man will remain unbalanced. So if anything, the unbalance is only to provide a ground upon which you can again find your way, come into knowing, and become balanced. Now, in this world, when that happens, the spirit moves on. It has achieved what it came to do. I have to remind you ones as we go along that you came back for a special purpose, a special reason, a special service. You may not reach this level of understanding and move on. You agreed not to do it. We have to get a remnant through, so that other civilization can be birthed in truth. And that experience can take place in a parallel planet situation or an evacuation situation, or you will just be left. And this world will take its way. I think that you all know what you have chosen to get a remnant through, however that is necessary. In the meanwhile, ones working toward God and light and freedom and truth will be able to to establish a new republic. But the topography of this whole world is going to change. And Germaine, you see, you talk about the Ballards. You better lump in there Hunt Williamson, George Hunt Williamson, Pelley. All these ones spoke with higher energies, or thought they did. And it's fine, whatever offering they gave to you for the furtherance of your information and understanding, accept, please. They didn't claim to be more than they were, mostly. Some of them became the guru. Bow down to me. I will give you your instructions. Well, to get the balance that you are looking for, you go to no one else for your balance. You must assume your responsibility. And then balance begins to flow. And you'll get strong enough so that you won't be blown over by what happens. It's harder because so many of you cannot let go of that barrier between you as personalities to work together. There is always that nagging little ego twitch that just has to keep prodding. That little twitch that you would never allow to be even seen if you were courting somebody. Out of the secrets of light, we're going to combine it with the secrets of life. And I'm going to take that job on myself if we ever get some of these other things cleared out. Until you can understand light, cellular light,